Today's daf is Erev and Daf Nun Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Rufu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Haliza and Avadya ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yubadal Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So today's daf, the first half of it, is very much a continuation of yesterday's daf, which was a continuation of the previous daf. It all began with a Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, which discussed Misha Baba Derech. If somebody was traveling, he's not going to make it home on time for Shabbos. Not just that, he's outside of the Tchum. Says the Mishnah, if he's aware of a landmark, whether it's a tree, whether it's a fence, he can be Koina Shvisa in that landmark, Chiddush, even though he's physically not there, even though he didn't have the ability to place mazon shtei sudos there, it's okay to be koina shvisa in a place, as long as you're specific about that place, despite the fact that you physically weren't there. What if the person is not aware of any landmark? He could be koina shvisa in the place that he is. Again, the chiddush is, even though he doesn't have mazon shtei sudos, if he says shvisasi b'mkoymi, zocholoi mekoymai alpayim amalachol ruach. And then the Mishnah said, v'zuhi sha'amru ha'ani ma'arev b'raglov. Meaning, a machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, is that true only for someone that's traveling? Someone that's a proverbial ani, right now he doesn't have mazon shtei sudos, so it's for that reason the chachamim allowed him this special kula, or perhaps Echadani ve'echadasha. Rav Meir said, Anu ein lanu ela ani. Rabbi Yehuda argued, he said, Echadani ve'echadasha. As we saw in yesterday's daf, that it's very sussum, it's very unclear in the Mishnah, whether the machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, was going back on the first halacha of the Mishnah, or whether the machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, was going back on the second halacha in the Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah mentioned two halachas as it relates to chidushim in hilchos tchumim, regarding an ani, regarding someone that's traveling. If someone's traveling and he wants to be koina shvisa, he can do so even if he's not in the place that he wants to be koina shvisa. Even if he says shvisasi b'mako imploini, as long as he's mesayim asrei, as long as he's able to identify a specific dalet amos, such as the trunk of the tree. In that case, the halacha is he'd be able to make it there. The Mishnah said another halacha, that in the event that he doesn't know of a specific place, or he doesn't know the halacha that you could be koina shvisa, even if you're not physically there, you could say shvisasi bimkoimi, which is clearly a lesser chiddush. Because over here, at the very least, you're in the place that you want to be koina shvisa. Then the Mishnah mentioned the machlokes Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Says the machlokes Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda referring back to the first halacha of the Mishnah? Or is the machlokes Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda referring to the second halacha of the Mishnah? And we saw in the Gemara was a machlokes Amayuraim, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman, whom the Gemara said, Limaskana is the Iker Shita, Tanya Kavasi to Rav Nachman. We have a Mishnah that's Meduyak, like Rav Nachman said, that the Machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda was talking specifically about the second halacha in the Mishnah. Meaning the halacha that says that if somebody is traveling and he wants to be Koina Shvisa where he is, without Mazon Shtei Sudos, he could say Shvisasi bin Koimi, and by doing that, Zachaloi Mekoimai Alpayim Amalachol Ruach. On that we have a Machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says only the Ani can do this. Anu ain't Lanu Ella ani. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Echad ani ve'echad asha. What about the case where somebody wants to be koina shvisa for a place that he physically is not? There, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are going to agree. No machloikis. Kuli amulei pligi, that it works only if it's similar to the case in the Mishnah, only for an ani. However, for an usher, someone that has the ability to go to that place, someone that has the ability to place a mazon shtei sudos, he would not be able to rely on this kula. He would not be able to be koina shvisa in a place that he physically is not. Rabbi Chisda argued, Rabbi Chisda said that the machloikis is dafka in the case where the person wants to be koina shvisa b'makom ploini. If, however, he says shvisasi b'mkoimi over there, everybody is going to agree, meaning even Rav Meir is going to agree that an usher could do it. But the Gemara came out, the maskana like Rav Nachman, so we have a machloikis Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. The machloikis Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda is with regards to a person that says shvisasi b'mkoimi. He doesn't have pass. He doesn't have mazon shtei sudos. Could he be koina shvisa? The Mishnah says yeah. Stating that, the Mishnah was talking about a person that's traveling. The proverbial ani. We don't mean an ani in the sense of how much money he does or doesn't have. But he's an ani in the sense that he's traveling. And right now, he doesn't have mazon shtei sudas with him. Over there, Rameir says, we have this halacha. Rav Yehuda argues, echad ani ve'echad asher. What about a case where a person wants to be kain shvisa someplace else? Shvisasi v'malkom ploini? That too works. But there, everybody agrees, it's only going to work if you're an ani. Again, this was Rav Nachman Shita. The Gemara said, Tanya Kavasi to Rav Nachman. We saw the Brice on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis. Rav Ashi, as he often says in Shas, said, Masnisin Nami Deko. That although this Shita of Rav Nachman is not Mefurish, if it was Mefurish, you couldn't have a Rav Chizda. Nobody could argue if it was a Mefurish Mishnah. But although it's not Mefurish, it's Meduyik. Where was it Meduyik? In the next Mishnah. That next Mishnah is where we begin today's Daf. Zok de Mishnah. Misha Yatzalei Leich Be'ir. If somebody left his house and he was going to a city, Shem Ma'arvimba, a city that he would need an Erev in order to be able to get through. And as he was en route going to this place, his friend told him, turn around. So the halacha is, hu mutalelech, being that he started going, he could be koine shvisa in this place that he was heading in the direction of. But everybody else who never left, they weren't yotzel aderech, they were simply sitting in their house. If they would try to be koin shvis in a place that they didn't physically go to, a place that they certainly didn't put mazon shtei sudos in, the halacha is they wouldn't be able to do so. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir says, kol shehu yochel la'arev v'lo irev. Anytime a person tries to make an erev somewhere else and the erev doesn't work, hareze chamar gamel. He ends up being like someone that's leading a donkey and someone that's leading a chamar at the same time, meaning he's going to be trapped in between the two tchumim. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit better what this means. So what does this Mishnah mean? We saw this Mishnah very briefly on Daf Nun Aleph on the base. This was the Mishnah that Rav Ashi brought as a raya to Rav Nachman's understanding of the Machlokes Rameir Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes on the base. The raya was from Rav Yehuda's part of the Mishnah, but first the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the Mishnah means, because it's very unclear just from reading the words of the Mishnah, and then we'll put it all together and chazer again how Rav Ashi had a raya from the reisha of this Mishnah to his shita. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Misha yotzel leilich be'ir shema'arvim bo, somebody that headed out, he went on the road and he's going to be koine shvisa someplace far away. Some place that he needs to be koine shvisa in order to be able to go where he wants to go on Shabbos, because the place he wants to go to on Shabbos is outside the tchum. And as he was going, somebody told him, you know something, you're making a mistake. There's a lot of traffic, it's very hot, it's very cold. He went back. The halach is, he could be koine shvisa in that place that he was heading towards, even if he physically never got there. Anybody else that would want to be koine shvisa in that same way wouldn't be able to. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Maishna iu, Maishna inu. What's the difference with iu? Iu is a lashon yachid. Maishna inu. And what's the difference in Inu, Lashon Rabban? Meaning, why is he different than them? Why could he make the Seirev without physically being there? And they cannot make the Seirev without physically being there. Amr Rafun, Rafun is Arachim Ayaskin. And we're talking about Kegoyin Sheyeshloi Shnei Batin, Ubeineim Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. It's talking about a person that owned two houses. And the distance between where he is and that other house is a full tchum. Iyu, him, kimin the nafik leilo urcha, being that this person was going to his house, havaleani. Oh, he's considered an ani. We look at him as a traveler. Vahani, however, they who weren't going to their house, they were simply going to be koine shvisa, ashirinenu, we look at them as if they're oishrim, and as a result, it's not going to work. Meaning the difference between him and them is a very technical difference. It's a metzius difference. The metzius is this person that was yotzel leilech be'ir, he owned another house. And he was going to go to this other house to be koine shvisa. Meaning he wanted to go somewhere, but for him to go there from where he is now, from his house that he's currently in, was going to be a problem. But the good news is he has another house. So he was going to go to that other house, be koine shvisa there, and from that other house, he was going to be able to get to where he wants to go on Shabbos. So he wasn't simply going to be koine shvisa and then he turned around. He was actually going to another house. You know what the difference is? If you're going from your home to your summer home, then you're considered an ani in the sense that you're a traveler. And being that you're a traveler, so now you get the kulois that the travelers get. One of the kulois of a traveler is the first halach of the Mishnah, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Misha Baba Derech V'Chashchaloi. If he's aware of a specific landmark, he could say, I want to be Kanya Shvisa in that place. The other people that's mentioned in the Mishnah, the V'chol B'nei Yair, they didn't necessarily have this other house that they were going to. So even if they went out of their house and they started traveling in the direction of the place that they want to be Koyin Shvisa, that doesn't make them an Ani, right? Just to be clear, L'chura, if an Ani is always allowed to be Koyin Shvisa with Kulois, let's see, an Ani can be Koyin Shvisa Ibn Malkin Pliny, so all you have to do is leave your house. The minute you leave your house, you're on the highway. Now you're on the Garden State Parkway. Oh, you're a Ani. Once you're a Ani, so I don't have to go. I can just turn around and I could be kind of shvisa, but I'm complaining. The Teretz says that doesn't make you a Ani. The fact that you're on your way to the place that you want to be kind of shvisa, that doesn't make you a traveler. What makes you a traveler is the event that you're going towards your other house. So now you're a legitimate bona fide traveler. You're not traveling to your makom shvisa. Rather, you're going to another house that you have. So again, the Yotzal Aderech Ba'ir Shema Arvim Ba'vechzir Chaveira Hu Mutal Leilich is talking about where he had another house. It's a Kegoyin. It's a major Eikinta. Sheyesh Le'Shnei Batim. Ubeinayim Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. Oh, you're on your way to your other house. You have a Din of Anani. It's for that reason you can be Koyin Shvisa V'Malkin Pliny. Everybody else doesn't have that. And as a result, this is not something that they would be able to do. How did Rav Ashi prove from this Mishnah that the halach is like Rav Nachman? Very simple, because who's talking in this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. It's the names that matter. It's Rabbi Yehuda that's talking. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's problem with the Chol B'nei Yair? Oh, they can't be Koyin Shvisa in this other place. Why? Because they're not there, and they're not even Hichzik Baderech. Who cares? I thought Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. Oh, the Teretz is Rav Nachman. The Teretz is the Machloek is Ramei. Rabbi Yehuda was Dafka talking about the second halacha in the Mishnah. It's talking about where the person didn't say Shvisasi b'makom ployni over there. He said Shvisasi b'mkoymi over here. Oh, you said Shvisasi b'mkoymi. He said that you want to be Koyin Shvisa over there. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. But as it relates to Shvisasi b'makom ployni, everyone's going to be made. Even Rabbi Yehuda's going to be made. It doesn't work. If that's the case, it's beautiful in the Mishnah because the Tanya of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So it's for that reason this works. Somebody has two houses and between them there were two Tchumei Shabbos and he wanted to go to his other house, that's where he wanted to be Koyin Shvisa. As soon as he's Hichzik Baderech, you can be Koyin Erev. Meaning as long as you were on your way to your house, now you have a Din of Anani, now you can be Koyin Erev anywhere. Just to be clear, you don't have to be Koyin Erev in your other house. You can be Koyin Erev anywhere. The minute you are on your way to your other house, now you have a din of a Hichzik Baderech, you have a din of a Misha Baderech, you have a din of an Ani. Once you have a din of an Ani, you can do whatever you want. Who says this? Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Tanya Nami Hachi? The Mishnah, again, was a little bit unclear. We have a Braisa that's Mefarish the Mishnah somewhat. The Ikimta that Rav Huna made in the Mishnah was Mefurish and a Braisa. That's the Tanya Nami Hachi. It's the Kegoyin of Rav Huna, which was very much not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's Mefurish and the Braisa. So far, we have Shitas Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Misha Yotzal Leilach Be'ir Shem Arvimba. If somebody has two houses, he was on his way to his house, he has a Din of an Ani, then he can be Koyin Shvisa, even B'makom Ploini. I, Rabbi Yehuda's Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. This was Rav Ashi's Raya to Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yehuda only said it when the person is saying Shvisasi B'mkoyin. But if he's saying Shvisasi B'makom Ploini, in that instance, it's not going to work. But the Braisa brings another Shita. Yes, Rakinam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda said more than what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda's son. And he said even more than Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Afilu Matzah Chaveiro, even if your friend meets you, Va'amar Loi, and he told him, Lin Poi, sleep here. Eis Chamahu, it's very hot. Eis Sinahi, it's very cold. Lamacha Mashkin Ba'ilech, that too would be enough for a person to be able to be Koyin Shvisa, even B'makom Ploini. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is being moist of something, right? Yeser al kein omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu, right? There's two clues that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is being moisef. Number one, yeser al kein, right? Clearly, he's coming to say even a bigger cooler than what Rabbi Yehuda said. Not just that, afilu matzah chaver. The word afilu, meaning more than Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said a kula in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said that a person that has two houses, he's on his way to one house, then he can say Shvisasi b'makom ploini. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is clearly saying more. The question is, what is that more? And just consistent with the theme of everything we've seen in the three dafin of this sugya, again, it's a machloikis amoiroim. What exactly Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was being moisef on Rabbi Yehuda? He's being moisef a kula. Yes, sir, okay. Now, filu, the question is, what is that kula? Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, loimer, kuli amo, loi pligi ditzach. Everybody agrees that if a person wants to be koyin shvisa, certainly, B'makom Ploini, you would have to say that. You can't be Koyin Shvisa without saying that you want to be Koyin Shvisa. Keep leaking. What was the machloikis? Lahachzik. The machloikis is as it relates to lahachzik. Meaning, does the person physically have to be on the road in order for this to work? Or, says Rashi, maybe it's enough if the person has a mind, if he has the machshava to be machzik. Maybe without physically being machzik, just having the machshava to be machzik, that would be okay. And Rabbi said, that was Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. So whereas Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Misha yatza leilech ba'ir, he physically left, only then he has a din of an ani, only then he has the loch, he could say shvisasi b'makom ployni. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was yeser okay. He said afilu. What was the afilu? It wasn't clear from his case what the afilu was. But the afilu was, even if he never left, but he only had a mind to leave, that in and of itself would be enough. Rabbi Yosef says, everybody agrees you have to be machzik. If you're not on the road, even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's not going to hold that you have a din of an ani. Certainly you have to be on the road. Keep pleading. What's the machloik? Is loimak. Do you have to say shvisasi b'makom ployni? Or do you not have to say shvisasi b'makom ployni? So a machloik is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, who of course are Bali Plukta throughout Shas, and they argued what exactly the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was. Clearly a cooler over Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, what was that cooler? According to Rabbi, the cooler is even if he was a machzik, he only had a mind to be, after you have a mind to be machzik. But as long as you have a mind to be machzik, that in and of itself would be enough. According to Rabbi Yosef, no, you have to be machzik. The chiddush is that even if you don't say anything, you don't have to say that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the very least, you'd have to utter the words, Shvisasi b'makom ployni. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't have to. Zok de Gemara. Kaman Azla. Hada Amar Ula. Ula said, Mishich zikladerech. If somebody started traveling, v'chzir echaver, his friend turned him around. Harei hu muchzer u'muchzik. So he has to be turned around. However, we look at him as if he's a muchzik. Meaning, muchzer sounds like you're not a traveler. Muchzik sounds like you're a hichzik baderech. You are a traveler. It's a steer in terms of how we deem you, in terms of your ability to be kind of shvisa but not complaining. So which one is it? Even though he's muchser, meaning even though he has to go back, but muchzik, still, the halacha is, we look at him as if he's muchzik. Zok de Gemara, keman, who is this going like? Ki Rav Yosef, va'aliba de Rav Yosef be Rav Yehuda. This must be Rav Yosef, va'aliba de Rav Yosef be Rav Yehuda. This is going according to Rav Yosef, who said that the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef be Rav Yehuda was whether or not you have to say shvisasi b'makom ployni. So again, this is very unclear. We need help from Rashi here. But Rashi says, is that you see from the Ula's case that even if the person didn't say shvisasi b'makom ployni, he didn't say it, it's missing a lot of information, but it certainly doesn't say that he said shvisasi b'makom ployni. So you see that even though he didn't say shvisasi b'makom ployni, still he has a din of a muchzik. Hence, this is a raya to what Rabbi Yosef said, aliba de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was more makel than Rabbi Yehuda. And what was his kula? His kula was that even if he didn't say, that's the afal pisha muchzer, even though something's missing, but muchzik, we look at him as if he's a muchzik, meaning the chiddush is that even if we didn't say, it's still going to be okay, which is shitas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the way that Rabbi Yosef explained it. Rabbi Yehuda bar ishtasa, I see like we call it the peyler of Nasa bar ishaya. He gave peyros to Rav Nasa bar ishaya, but also when he was leaving, shavki adenach his darga. So he wanted him to take one step. So Rav Nosson Bar Yeshaya has a guest, and he brought, who was the guest? It was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtasa. So he's leaving the house. So as he was leaving, he waited for him to take one step. Amale, and then he told him, Bis Hacha L'machem Kadav Azal. He says, why don't you stay here? He told him, just be Koine Shvisa over here. It's like this tomorrow, you're going to be able to come. So he wanted him to be Koine Shvisa in his house. But the way he had him being Koine Shvisa in his house was he told him, take one step, meaning he waited for him to take a step, and it was after he took a step, he said, now you're able to be koine shvisa. Sokti gemar kaman, who must he hold like? Ki Rav Yosef, alibet Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Why? Because it would seem that he never said the words shvisasi at all. So being that he never said that I want to be koine shvisa, so, and still it worked, must be we're going like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Rabbi Yosef, who said that the special chiddush of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, where he was more makel than Rabbi Yehuda, was with regards to this nuance that you don't have to say. But the Gemara says, who said he didn't say anything? Maybe he did say. Maybe he really was going Kirabba Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he was going like Rabba Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda, meaning maybe he was going like Rabba, who holds that even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say. Everybody really holds you have to say. And really, the machloikis then between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is whether you have to be hichzik baderech, whether you have to start traveling. He held like Rabbi Yehuda that you do have to start traveling. And that's why he told him to take a step. But how are you right to assume that he never said, I want to be Koine Shvisa. Maybe he really did want to be Koine Shvisa. Maybe he did say it. It's not mentioned in the story. Who said all the pratim? I mentioned in the story. Maybe he really told him to be Koine Shvisa. And being that he told him to be Koine Shvisa, you have no raya that he was going like Rabbi Yosef, Alibid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, which is the one sad in this whole sugya, that maybe you don't have to utter the words that I want to be Koine Shvisa. Maybe he was going according to Rabba, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabba, he for sure said that I want to be Koine Shvisa. According to Rabba, everybody holds you have to be Koine Shvisa. And Rabbi Yehuda, it's for that reason he needed him to be Machzik Baderech. That's why he told him to take one step. Because Rabba, Alibid Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, he would not have had to take a step. Rashi asks one kasha. We're going to get back to this in the raid. But Rashi asks one kasha that had it the Gemara know, or why was the Gemara Doicha Loi Ki Rabba Valibid Rabbi Yehuda? Why couldn't the Gemara be Doicha Loi Ki Rav Yosef Alibid Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara thought it had a raya from this story, like Rav Yosef Alibid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What was Rav Yosef's chiddush from Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? You don't have to say. You don't have to say I want to be Koine Shvisa. Without saying I want to be Koine Shvisa, I could be Koine Shvisa. Who was the one that said that? It was Rabbi Yosef when he explained the shita of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara thought it had a raya because the Gemara told a story about someone that was going to be Koine Shvisa and it didn't say anything about uttering the words that I want to be Koine Shvisa. It's a raya to Rabbi Yosef. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda. You can be Koine Shvisa without even saying the words that I want to be Koine Shvisa. And the Gemara was doich. What's the point of the Gemara's dechia? Who said he never said it? Maybe he really did say it. Okay. So if he said it, so then who then did Rav Nosson bar Yeshaya and Rav Yehuda bar Ishtasa hold like? I don't know. Not Rav Yosef Alibid, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. You have no raya to that. So let's figure out what the possibilities are. It could be he held like Rav Alibid, Rav Yehuda. Again, why Alibid, Rav Yehuda? Because you see, he held that he had to be machzik baderech at the very least. According to Rabba, Alibid, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, all you have to do is think about being machzik. You wouldn't physically have to be machzik. But it could also be that he held like Rav Yosef Alibid, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef Alibid, Rav Yehuda holds that you have to take a step, but you also have to talk. Assuming you want to be doicha and say that maybe he said that I want to be Koine Shvisa, so maybe it's for that reason he said that I want to take a step. That's why he told it to him. Who said it's Rabba Alibid, Rav Yehuda? Maybe it was Rav Yosef Alibid, Rav Yehuda. So you know who asks this kasha? Rashi asks the kasha. And Rashi says that enochinami. Really, the Gemara could have been doicha not loy kerabba valibid Rabbi Yehuda, but for the same price loy kerav Yosef valibid Rabbi Yehuda. So why did the Gemara say rabba? So Rashi says the rabba adifale lo ukme. The Gemara would prefer being maikim the Gemara or shita the story like rabba mishum the rabba v'rav Yosef hilchas like rabba. Because whenever there's a machloikis between rabba and Rav Yosef and Shas, the halacha is like rabba levar mitlas with three exceptions. So the inyan. A Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. And being that we paskin like Rabba over Rav Yosef with the exception of three times, so naturally it would make more sense to say that Tamei Ram held like Rabba rather than saying they held like Rav Yosef. In the cheshbon of the Gemara, they could have held either like Rabba or like Rav Yosef. But being that Lahalacha we paskin like Rabba always like other than over Rav Yosef with the exception of three cases, this is not one of them. So it makes more sense that they held like Rabba. So Stam the Rav Chedamil said the Gemara was Doicha Karabba Avli Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it's true in Cheshvan, the Gemara could have said, Rabbi Yosef, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. So just to pause for 1 second. What do we have? We had, again, a Mishnah where the Mishnah mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that if someone was Yotzal Aderech, he has a din of an Oni, and then somebody turned him around, he has a right to be Koina Shvisa, even B'makom Ploini. Why? Because as long as he's Sichzik Baderech, Rav Huna made an Ekimta. It was a Mefurish of Rice. It's talking about where he was on his way to his other house. He has a din of a traveler. You have a din of a traveler. That's the Mishnah. Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. That you see, a traveler has the ability to be kind of Shvisa, even when not complaining. It's clearly Meduyik that only a traveler has the ability to do this. Someone that's not a traveler, for example, everybody else in the city, the Mishnah said, the Chob Neo Ira Surim. Why? Because this halacha of being able to be koine shvisa b'makom ploini is a kula. It's a kula that was said for an oni, it wasn't said for an asher. And this is a writer of Nachman that even though Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Mem Tesam and Beis, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, he was referring to a person that's been koine shvisa b'mkoimi. But if you've been koine shvisa b'makom ploini, over there it's not going to be okay. In the Braisa, the Gemara brought another shita, the shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's shita in the Braisa was very sasam. One thing is clear, he was being more makel than Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Yeser al kain, afilu. So he used terms that suggest that he's being makel. What the kula was unclear. Machloik is Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabba, the special kula of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is that even someone that
didn't leave to go to his other house. He just had a machshava toiva to leave to go to his house. The machshava to be machzik, that in and of itself would be enough. Rabbi Yosef had a different understanding of what the kula was. No, you have to be machzik. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, what he held was, is, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to, at the very least, utter the words, shvisasi b'makom ploini. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that wouldn't be necessary. You would not have to say the words, shvisasi b'makom ploini. But the truth is a third shita. Who's the third shita? It's Reb Meir. And the third shita was in the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah, Nun Beis Amad Aleph, said, Reb Meir Oimer, Kol Shu Yochel La'arev, V'lo Irev, Hareza Chamor Gam. So what does this mean? We glossed through it when we said it in the Mishnah. The Gemara is about to discuss it now. But really, what Reb Meir is saying is that once a person makes an Erev, B'mok and Ploini, and that Erev is not a good Erev, it messes him up. Meaning, Pasha, you would think, if I try making an Erev, the Erev doesn't work. Okay, so I tried, it didn't work. Try better next week. No. Says Reb Meir, if I try making an Erev, even if it doesn't work as an effective Erev, but it does work to take away from my Alpayim Amo. Meaning every Yid has Alpayim Amo from somewhere, unless you already are outside your tchum. But you always have Alpayim Amo from, or you slept through it according to the Chachamim, but to the most part, you almost are always going to have Alpayim Amo. The question is, my Alpayim Amo going to be here, or is my Alpayim Amo going to be over there? So says Reb Meir, in the event that I say I want to be Koine Shvisa over there, being that it doesn't work, so not only doesn't it work for me to have Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach from there, but it actually messes me up here as well. So what's the bottom line? What's the tachlis? If there's any area that overlaps, meaning if there's an area that's within the Alpayim Amo of here and it's within the Alpayim Amo of there, that's going to work. If I have an area that's outside of either one of the Alpayim Amos, it's not going to work. How did Chazal say that? The same way they said it throughout the Masechta. Hareza Chamar Gamal says, so in other words, so Reb Meir is a third shita. Because Reb Yehuda holds that if someone is Hichzik Baderech, it's going to work. The Chol B'nei Yair, Asure, meaning for them it's not going to work at all. Reb Meir seems to be saying that in either case, the halach is going to be the same. Whether you're Hichzik Baderech, or whether you're Loi Hichzik Baderech, in either case, you're going to be a Chamar Gama. What's the machloikis as it relates to Hichzik Baderech? Might as well talk this through. What's the machloikis as it relates to Hichzik Baderech? Meaning, Reb Yehuda held that if a person has another house, and he started going towards another house, he has a din of an ani. Reb Meir agrees that an ani is allowed to be ma'ariv and he's allowed to say shvisasa b'makom ploini. That was Mishnah Mem Tes on the base. He obviously holds that this person doesn't have a din of an ani. Okay. The second point is that in the case where a person was for sure not an ani, he's lying at home and he decides that shvisasa b'makom ploini, where Rabbi Yehuda said kol b'nei yair asurim, it's not going to work. Over there, Reb Meir argued and Reb Meir says at the very least it's going to work and it's going to make a chamer gamel. So just to clarify it even a little bit more, in yesterday's daf, we saw Machlekes Reb Nachman Reb Chizda had to understand the Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. And Reb Nachman was the shita that prevailed at the end of the sugya. And what did Reb Nachman say? The Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is when the person said Shvisasi Bim Koini. If the person would say Shvisasi Bim Makum Ploini, Kuli Almaloi Pligi, it's not going to work. Kuli Almaloi Pligi sounds like, oh, everybody's happy. We're all Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda can agree that this is for sure. No, it's very different. Because there's a nafkamina between what it means when we say it doesn't work according to Reb Yehuda and what it means when we say it doesn't work according to Reb Meir. According to Reb Yehuda, doesn't work means it's an itkain erev. Okay, so I get Alpayim Amo, at least from where I am. According to Reb Meir, when we say it doesn't work, what it means is I'm a chamer gamel. It doesn't work that I have Alpayim Amo l'chol ruach from there. But it does work a little bit, enough for it to mess me up, that I'm not going to have Alpayim Amo from where I am. So the Bnei Yair wouldn't even have Alpayim Amo from their house. What would they have? If there's an area that overlaps as a chamer gamel, that they would have. But other than that, they wouldn't have. But the Gemara begins and asks a very puzzling question. Frank the Gemara, Reb Meir says that if somebody says, I want to be koine shvisa, b'makom ploini, that doesn't work. Not only doesn't it work, it messes me up. I end up being like a chamer gamel. Frank the Gemara, Reb Meir told this to me already. Would Reb Meir say it? Le'il taflam and heman out of Suffolk. If we have an Erev where there's a Suffolk, whether this is a good Erev or not, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Oimer, Mareza, chamer gamel. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda both hold. If you have a Safik Erev, so you're a Chamer Gamel. If there's an area that overlaps between your current Alpayim Amo and the Alpayim Amo of the Erev, so then you're going to be good to go. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So Reb Meir already said that when there's a Safik Erev, it's a Chamer Gamel. So why did he have to say it over here? Now, what's the obvious to me on the Gemara's Kasha? What Shaykh is? Reb Meir said that Alacha regarding a Safik. We have a legitimate Safik. Somebody put an Erev before Bein Hashmashas, he has a Safik, maybe it disappeared Bein Hashmashas. So you're not sure, do I have an Erev Tchumah, do I not have an Erev Tchumah? So what do you do, Misafik? You go to Chumrah. Rav Meir Shita, Tchum is Deiraisa. That's what Rav Meir in the Sugya on Daf Lamed Hey said, that you're supposed to go to Chumrah. Over here, there's no Safik. Over here, he made an Erev that Vaday doesn't work. Rav Meir is saying a Chiddush, that even though Vaday doesn't work, still, Harei Zachamra Gamal, it works enough for it to mess you up. What's up to do with Safik? So the truth is, that's the Gemara's Teretz. But the Kasha is so good that you have to be miyashev what the Hava Aminu was. But either way, Amar Rav Sheshes said, no, there's a very big Kiddush over it. Every time the Rav Meir Safik Erev, Safik La'erev. Maybe when does Rav Meir say, who the Yer Chamer Gamal, that's if there's a Safik, if the Erev was an Erev. Who the Hava Chamer Gamal? Ava Vada La'erev. But in our case, where he Vada didn't make an Erev, like Hava Chamer Gamal. So you would think maybe he's not a Chamer Gamal. Elo, that was the Kiddush. Afilu Vada La'erev. Even in a case like our mission where the Erev is Vada not a good Erev. Hava Chamer Gamal, you still your Chamer Gamal. The Hacha Vada La'erev, over here, you Vada didn't make an Erev. And see, we treat you like a chamer gamel. Zok to mishnah mishi. If somebody went outside the tchum, afilo ama achas. Even one ama outside the tchum lo yikanes, he's not allowed to come back. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, we know Rabbi Yehuda shita shtayim yikanes. No, within two amos you're allowed to go back in. Shalish lo yikanes. Three you're not allowed to go back in. Amar b'chanin. B'chanin said ragla achas b'choyt chatchum, v'ragla achas chutz l'tchum. What if you have one foot inside the tchum and one foot outside the tchum? Can I bring the other foot back in lo yikanes? So b'chanin said you can't come back. Tchsev because the pasuk says im toshiv mishabos rag. One of the most famous psukim in Nach, Yeshayan and Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that the Gemara darshened a lot, exhaustively, in the Sechta Shabbos. But I said, Rabbi Chanin, one drasha, im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecho, is referring to Tchumen, and raglecho ksiv. Meaning, even though you read it as if it would say raglecho loshen rabim reish gimel lamed yud and the chaf, which sounds like miloshen raglayim, but the way it's written is without that yud. It's reish gimel lamed and the chaf, which is a loshen yachid. And being that the ksiv is the loshen yachid, it sounds like even one foot you're not allowed to bring back in. So Rav Chanina said, one foot in, one foot out, you can't come back in. Faith Gemara Batanya, we learned to the Brisa, raglachas b'teichatum v'rachachas chutchum yikones, you could come back in. Hamani zok Gemara cherem, you're right. It's true. There is a Brisa, not like Rav Chanina, but the Tana that Brisa is a cherem. It's a separate sheet to the Tanya. Cherem oimrim, lemakim sherubay huniska, wherever the majority of you is, that's where. So you have one foot out, assuming the majority of you is in, it's just one foot that's out, so you're allowed to bring it back in. Some had an opposite version of this exchange. If you have one foot in the drum, one foot out the drum, you can't, it's allowed to bring the other foot back in. And raglecha karina. The kri, the ksiv, we said is a lashon yachid, but the kri is a lashon rabbi. But the kri is a lashon rabbi. The isser is only if you bring two feet in. One foot is good. Vahatanya, afraid to mar lo yikon. We went to the brayso lo yikonis. So Mar says, true, there's a brayso says lo yikonis. But who don't like achim? Rabbi Chanina is going to like achim. The time, the makom shel rubay huniska, wherever the majority of you is, that's where you let it go. So the bottom line is we have two braysos, achim, Rabbi Chanina, but two opinions as it relates to if you have one foot out the tchum, can I bring that foot back in or can I not bring the foot back in? What does it sound like it comes down to? Really, a pasuk in Yeshaya, in Toshiv, Mishabas Raglecha, Asayis Chavetzecha B'yem Kachi, the word Raglecha is tricky because it's pronounced as if it would be written B'Loshen Rabim. So the Kri is a Loshen Rabim. However, the Ksiv, the way it's written, is Chaser, Reish Kim Olamid, and the Chav without the Yod. So if you go Basa the Kri, it sounds like the Isser is only to bring two feet in. If you go Basa the Ksiv, it sounds like there would be an Isser even to bring one foot in. Rabbi Yez, Oy Mishnaim, Yikonish, Shalish, Loikonish. Two. Within two amas, you can come back in the tchum. You're outside the tchum. Within two amas, no worries. Three amas is a problem. It's a stira. There, here, Rabbi Eliezer said, one you can bring back in, two you can't bring in. One is talking about where you won full amma out, and you're within that second amma. So over there, you can come back in. The case that says that two is already a problem, it's talking about where you're more than two out, meaning you're two and change out. If you're within the second amma, you can come back in. If you're between two and three amas, then you cannot come back in. Faith to Gemara, Tanya, we learned in another brayso. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm afilo ama achas lo yikonis. Even one ama, you're not allowed to come back in. That doesn't stem with anything. Kitanya hila moide. That's something else. That's about somebody that was measured. Tanan ulumoide cha'amru noisin le'alpayim ama afilo soif midas le'kolamam. This is talking about a person that was measuring his alpayim ama. So he was resting somewhere and he wanted to measure his alpayim ama. And his alpayim ama almost made it into a city. If it would make it into a city, or certainly his city, so that he's home for Shabbos. The problem is he came within one amos. So as it relates to measuring the tchum, defining where the tchum is, then if you're off by an amos, you're off. In terms of leaving the tchum,
being able to come back in, that's a separate halacha. So over there we have a halacha that Eliezer holds with up until two amas, even within that second amas, okay? More than two amas is not going to be okay. One last mishnah, if somebody was outside the tchum on Shabbos, afilu ama achas, even if he was off by one amah, lo yikonis, he's trying to get back into the tchum of his city, and he made it within one amah. He made it within an amah, the halacha is lo yikonis. Shimon says, afilu chomesh esrei amas yikonis. Even if he makes it within 15 amas, he can come back in. She'ena meshuchas mematzenes amidas v'pnei atayim. Rashi has two pshat on what this means. But one pshat is that the oilam used to purposely manipulate. They purposely used to be off a little bit with the tchum. It's like this, people would think they're outside the tchum, but if you're within an amah, you're really good. Meaning, because they played around with it a little bit. Tana. They used to do it because of situations like this where people might make a mistake. He could always be off by a little bit. And being that they used to purposely do it, and it sounds like from the Mishnah, the number that it was off by was Chamesh Esrei Amos. So as long as you're within 15 Amos, that's the number that they Dafke used to use as a buffer. So you're really inside the Tchum. If you're inside the Tchum, you're good. It's as if you were home for Shabbos. And on that note, Hadron Alach, Misha Hoitzi, Uhu Exhale. So two Ha'aris. As it relates to today's daf, and being that the daf was a little bit intense, as was yesterday's daf, and yesterday's raid was intense, so I thought maybe to speak out some lighter raid, and really a continuation of the raid that we spoke about on daf Mem Vav, and on daf Mem Zayin, and on daf Mem Tes, different raid as it relates to Klolei Hapsak. So we had, surprisingly, a very important klal in Psak, in today's daf. We also had a Tana that's sometimes mentioned in Shas, in today's daf. So backwards. The Gemara was discussing if somebody has one foot outside the Tchum, could he bring that foot back inside the Tchum, or could he not bring that foot outside the Tchum? Rabbi Chanina said, "Ragla achas b'toich haTchum, v'ragla achas chutz l'Tchum, lo yikones." And then the Gemara brought a different version. Ikedami Yom Rabbi Chanina, "Ragla achas b'toich haTchum, v'ragla achas chutz l'Tchum, yikones." And the Gemara said that really this Shaila, in what Rabbi Chanina said, is really a machloikis between two braises. One of the braises was attributed to Acherim. The Tanya Acherim Oimrim, L'makim Sherubai Hu Niskar. As it relates to Tchumen, wherever the majority of the person is, that's where we put the rest of him. That's where we assume that this person is, as it relates to the halachas of Tchumen. We know the Gemara says in Masechtas Hoirius, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that who is Acherim? Acherim was Rameir. Acherim is Rameir. The kasha is, if Acherim is Reb Meir, how come sometimes Reb Meir is referred to in Shas as Reb Meir, and sometimes Reb Meir is referred to in Shas as Acherim? Truth is, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the epic Amud Gemara that talks about Reb Meir, that Reb Meir's name wasn't really Reb Meir. Loi Reb Meir Shemoi, Elu Rab Nuroi Shemoi, Valoma Nikr Shemoi Meir, Shehu Meir Enei Chachamim Bahalacha. Ironically, even though we don't paskin like Reb Meir, but it was Meir Enei Chachamim Bahalacha. But regardless, so Reb Meir's name was Reb Meir, it was really Rab Nuroi, but yet sometimes he's referred to as Acher. But the question is, you find Acher in Mechas, right here, Erevin Nun Bezim and Bezim, but it comes up in many, 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 many places. So why is it that sometimes Reb Meir was referred to as Reb Meir, and sometimes Reb Meir was referred to as Acher? Tosfos in Masechtas Sota, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, asks this kasha. And Tosfos says that he found in a sefer, V'amar Rebbe, Shera Bekuntris Tzorfas, that Shmuos Shekibo Me'Elisha Ben Avua, any halacha that Reb Meir heard from his Rebbe, Elisha Ben Avua, Kavum B'Shem Acher. In Shas, those halachas were said as Acherim. Mipnei Shehoyeshmoy Acher. Because what was Elisha Bar Avua's name? His name was Acher. Avol Shar Shmuos. But all the other halachas the Reb Meir said, whether it was his own Chiddush, or whether he heard it from his other Rebbeim, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, those other Shmuos, Kavum Bishmoy. Those he said using his own name. Fascinating. So Tosfos says, V'amar Rebbe Shera B'Kuntris Tzorfas. He saw in this French Kuntris that said that this is the Hagdara. That any time Reb Meir said over halach in the name of Elisha Bar Avua, those halachas were mentioned in Shas as Acher. Why? Because Elisha Bar Avua's name was Acher, and because he was known as Acher, so halachas that he said over in his name became known as Acher. Now, just as far as the rest of the story, the Gemara in Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Yudal Daf Tesvav talks about the great Tana Elisha Baravua. The Mishnah said, the Gemara brings a brisa that says there were four tzaddikim that were nichnas leparadis: Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Elisha Baravua, and Rabbi Akiva. So what exactly does it mean they entered the paradis? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But Boshet, it means they went into the Netherlands in terms of Kabbalah and really getting involved in some of the secrets of the world. And the Gemara says Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, and Elisha Baravua were all affected in different ways. One passed away. The other one, the Gemara says, it affected him a little bit emotionally. Elisha Baravua, the Gemara says, he went kaviyochel, he stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva is the only one that was nichnas b'shalom, and he was yatzah b'shalom. But Elisha Baravua, he left the paradise, and he stopped keeping Torah mitzvahs. What happened? So the Gemara says that when Elisha Baravua was in the paradise, he saw the Malach Matat was sitting, and he was writing the Schusim of Klal Yisrael. And he made a comment. He says, I don't understand. I was taught that in Bezdin Shalmaila, in Shemayim, in the paradise, there's no yeshiva. Nobody sits. Why is the Malach Matat sitting? And then he said, maybe there's two reshuyos. Is it possible? And maybe that's why the Malach is sitting. And as soon as he said that, a baskel came out and said, Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher, referring to Elisha bar Avua. And then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara tells stories about Elisha bar Avua, who was a great Tana. He was Rameya's Rebbe, and Rameya tried getting Elisha bar Avua to get him to be Chayza B'tshuva. And he said, what do you want from me? I heard the Baskel. The Baskel said, Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher, shayn tzu shpeit. There's nothing I can do. So we've mentioned from the Chassam Sofer and the Sfarim HaKadoshim that say, kol mashayim l'chob alabayis, that say chutz mitzei. And Elisha bar Avua made a mistake. He shouldn't have listened to the Baskel. But Elisha bar Avua, he thought that if the Baskel said, Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miyacher, so what am I supposed to do? I already got a psak that I can't do tshuva. And he said, if I'm not going to be able to enjoy the next world, I might as well enjoy this world. And the Gemara talks about different averis that he did. Either way, it's a long Gemara over there. And the Gemara says that even though Rameyer knew what happened to his Rebbe, he used to learn Torah from him anyways, which is a very big chiddush, because but Rameyer didn't care. The Gemara says Rameyer felt that this was his Rebbe Muvik, and he wanted to learn Torah from him. And Rameyer, a very big chiddush, he used to continue to learn from him. But either way, that was Elisha bar Avua. That's Elisha bar Avua. So says the Gemara, Elisha bar Avua became known as Acher, the Andere. That's what he became known as. So anytime Rameyer would say over Halacha from his Rebbe, Elisha bar Avua, if that Allah is mentioned in Shas, so it's mentioned as Achirim. So really, all the Achirims in Shas, as Tosfos, I saw from this Kuntris Sarfas, are really attributed to Elisha bar Avua. But Tosfos asks a kasha on it, and Tosfos says, V'loim Nira, I don't really think that that's the case. Meaning, even though I saw this in this Kuntris, but I don't think that's really the Pshat. In the Sefer Halichos Oilon that we mentioned last week when we were talking about the Kloli HaPsak from Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yosef HaLevi, the Sefer that was written in the 15th century that has Agoyis on it from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef wrote Kloli HaPsak as a commentary on the Sefer Halichos Oilam. So in the Sefer Halichos Oilam, in Shar Rishon Perek Shlishi, he says, Achakach Motsasi Bekrisos. So he says, I found in the Sefer HaKrisos, which we also mentioned last week. Sefer HaKrisos was written by Rav Shimshon Mekinon, one of the Balei Tosfos. Sha'omer, he said, Shekishahoyer Rameyer Oimer, where Rameyer would say over Dvarah B'Shem Elisha Ben Avua, Asher B'Shem Achar Yechuna, who was known as Achar, Oz Hoyu Oimer Malav Acherim Oimer. That's when he was known as Achirim. So maybe this is the contrast that the Balei Tosfos are referring to. They're referring to the Sefer HaKrisos. But either way, as I state in the Sefer Halichos Oilam, that any time it says Achirim in Shas, really it's referring to Elisha bar Avua. So it's, and essentially what we have in today's daf is a halacha in Hilchos Tchumen from Elisha bar Avua. You don't get that every day. So what's this halacha in Hilchos Tchumen from Elisha bar Avua of Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Yudala Daf Tezvav Fein? Elisha bar Avua said that as it relates to Tchumen, you want to know, if I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out, can I bring my other foot back inside the Tchum? So wherever the majority of you is, that's where you're Niskar. So Lemokem Sherubai Hu Niskar. So what came to mind is a Gemara, a Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Tes Vavam and Aleph. So pardon the digression. But this is what came to mind. Tanu Rabbanan. Maise ba'acher. There was a story with Acher. Shehoyeroichev ala sus b'Shabbos. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Vayiramei mahalach Acher of lu moitoyer mipiv. I mean, picture the scene. This is Shabbos Kodesh, and Rameyer. Halacha kemoisei b'chol makim. Golivi yadul of neimisha ama v'hoya oilam she'em b'dayroi kemoi. And if this is on Shabbos Kodesh, he's following a yid that's being mechal Shabbos. He's reichem al asos. He's not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos. And he's riding, and he's following him. Why? Who am I tired?
He's my Rebbe. I want to learn Torah from him. Amaloi. So listen to this. Elisha bar Ravua turns to Rav Meir and he says, Meir chazor l'achayrecha. Turn around. Shekfar shiarti be'ikvei susi. Because I was keeping score. I was literally counting the footsteps of the horse. And adkan tchum Shabbos. This is the tchum Shabbos. Adkan. You can't go past there. Amaloi. So what did Meir tell his Rebbe? He told him, afato chazor bach. He said, what do you mean? You also have to keep Torah mitzvahs. He said, you also go back. Amaloi. So he said, Meir, v'loi kvar amarti l'cha, didn't I tell you? Kvar shamati me'achari apargud. Shuvu bonim shoyvavim chutz me'acher. It's too late. I can't do tshuva. And I can't do tshuva. I'm going to continue going. But you have to do tshuva. So he told him, well, you have to keep the mitzvahs. So you have to turn around. Fascinating Gemara. So Meir is following his Rebbe, Elisha Bar Avuah, on Shabbos. Elisha Bar Avuah is riding a horse, and Rav Meir is following him, learning Torah. He says, I can't chum Shabbos. You can't go past there. I counted the footsteps of the horse. By the way, where do you find that a horse's footsteps? We saw the Gemara that if a person doesn't know the Alpayim Amos, what should he do? 2,000 Amos Beinonius. Take the step of an Adam Beinoni is the equivalent of an Amma. Where do you find this with a source? The Rishonim talk about this. But he was what he told him. He says, Ad kan tchum Shabbos. So he says, go back. He says, you should also go back. I don't know. I already heard the Baskel. Shuvu banam shayvam chutz miacher. The Radvaz in a tshuva was asked, we learned the sugya, yesh tchum in l'mayla me'asara, or ein tchum in l'mayla me'asara. It's a big shayla. Yesh tchum in l'mayla me'asara, ein tchum in l'mayla me'asara. So Radvaz was asked the kashna, what if somebody is riding on a horse? We talked about this. What if somebody is in a car, right? It's negeyat solo members, where they end up outside of the tchum. So one of the coolest maybe is, ein tchum in l'mayla me'asara. But if I'm in a car, is that, and I'm more than 10 feet off the ground. So is that an issue of ein tchum l'mayla me'asar, or is that not a question of ein tchum l'mayla me'asar? So the Radvaz said, I have a raya, that even though it's a major shayla in the Gemara, whether yesh tchum l'mayla me'asar, ein tchum l'mayla me'asar, but if you're riding on a horse, everyone's going to agree, yesh tchumen. How do I know? So the Radvaz said, Chagiga daf tesvav amin aleph. Das is mein raya. He said, it's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Meir told Elisha bar Avuah, af atu chazor bach. You also go back. Why do you have to go back? Because he's about to walk outside the tchum. L'chura, what's the issue? He was riding on a horse. The horse was the Maile Me'asar. So he says, you see from here that even if you hold ain't Chum the Maile Me'asar, because it's an Ibaidal Yivshita in Shas, why didn't the Gemara bring a Raya? They should have brought a Raya from the Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, with Rav Meir and Elisha bar Avuah, with Acher, Ben Acher. Oh, the Teretz is because a horse is going to be different. So I saw in the Divrei Yecheskel, in Siman Zayin, the Siman that we referred to yesterday, he brings that this is the Radvaz is right, half of a fellow. He said, you know what the problem is? There are Rishonim that argue with him. The Ramban argues, among Avram brings these two shittas. The Ramban holds that if you own ain't chum l'mayla me'asara, if you're riding on a horse, it's going to be the same thing. So he said, if that's the case, so what are you going to do with the Radvaz's raya? L'chari, the Radvaz brought a beautiful raya. Rav Meir told Elisha bar Avuah, afat chazor bach. Why do you have to turn around? Ain't chum l'mayla me'asara? Isn't this a raya to Radvaz? So Radvaz brought a raya to the shita. But what's the Ramban going to do? So says it the Divrei Yecheskel that yesh loim, the Ramban learned the Gemara very, very differently. What was the story? So Maisa b'achshei roichav al asus. Rav Meir is following after him, and then Elisha bar Avuah turns to his Talmud and he says, Meir, chazor l'achshei recha. Why? Shekvar shiarti be'ikvei susi ad chan chum Shabbos. Turn around. Amaloi, so what did Rav Meir tell him? Af ato chazor bach. So said the Divrei Yecheskel that had it the Radvaz learned the Gemara, af ato chazor bach, you also have to be worried about chumen. So the Divrei Yecheskel, you now the Ramban learned the Gemara? Not af ato chazor bach, you also go back about Chum Shabbos. He told him, Afatu Chazor Bach. Oh, you're telling me, Ichtav Tzirikein. Do Dav Tzirikein. Ichtav Tzivitin. I have to turn around. I have to be Hachzireinu. No, you have to be Hachzireinu B'shuv Shleim Alufanecha. Not Afatu Chazor Bach Tchumin. You know why? Because ain't Tchumin L'mayla Me'asar, even if you're on top of a sus like the Rabban Shita. You know what he meant when he told him, Afatu Chazor Bach? He was playing on the words. It was a pun. He says, oh, you're telling me I have to return. You worry about my Tchum Shabbos. He said, Rebbe, Afatu Chazor Bach. What did he tell him? No, I told you already. Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher. So a machlekes between the Radvaz and the Ramban, a machlekes Rishonim, so poshut, had to understand these words. What did Rav Meir mean when he told Elisha bar Avuah, af ato chazor bach? Did he mean af ato chazor bach, you have to worry about the tchum? Ain't tchum l'mayla me'asara, he was on top of a horse. No, or did he mean af ato chazor bach? He says, you have to do tshuva, you're telling me to be chazor bach. Oh, you worry about my tchum, af ato chazor bach. What about the fact that you're l'mayla me'asara? And I saw Rav David Yoel Weiss in the Megadim Chadashim, in his say from Masechtas Chagiga on this Gemara, Daf Tez Vav Amar Aleph, so he brings a kasha from Kadmoinim. That Kadmoinim asked the kasha that Rameir told Elisha Baravua, Afata Chazarbach. He told him, I need to be worried about the Tchum. You also have to be worried about the Tchum. He says, I understand. If he was being the Shomer for his Rebbe Elisha Baravua, why didn't he give him Musa for riding on a horse? He was riding on a horse. He didn't say anything. The Gemara doesn't mention anything. But when he came to the Tchum, he told him, Afata Chazarbach. This is the kasha that he brings. And he brings from Kadmoinim that wanted to say a very big Kiddush. They wanted to say that maybe if a person's riding on a horse, but there's a Shomer to make sure that he's not going to do anything wrong. Why not let a ride on a behemah on Shabbos? But if there's a shomer, maybe it's not going to be an issue, which is really the Maril's kasha that the Magen Avraham brings that we spoke about in Masechta Shabbos. That just like you find like Kerloyer on there, but two people, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Yudbeis and Mudbeis, are allowed to be Kerloyer on there. Why? Because if one person's going to want to be matted, the other person's going to stop him. So all the Xeris, why don't you say that two people are allowed to ride on a behemah? It's the Maril's kasha that the Magen Avraham brings. Magen Avraham says it's only the Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to do it. Not the Dvar Mitzvah. But either way, this is the noisy over there. But I was thinking, maybe it's Pasha, maybe it's Rameir. Rameir holds Tchumen's Dairaisa, right? Rameir was Makabalit not from his Rebbe Elisha Baravu. He was Makabalit from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. He was Makabalit from his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, Hagadol, and Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Tchumen is a Nisa Dairaisa. To ride on a behemoth is only an Issa Rabbanon. So maybe for the Issa Dairaisa, he said, no, Afatu Chazarbach. Maybe for the Issa Rabbanon, it was a little bit, being a little bit more make. But either way, we mentioned Acherim. Who's Acherim? So Tosfos in Soita Davyud Beis Amar Aleph brings its Rameir, what he was Makabel from Elisha Bar Avua. We saw it in the Halicha Soilam, who brings it from the Sefer HaKrisos. Either way, so we have a halacha related to Elisha Bar Avua as it relates to Tchumen. This is another halacha that we learn from Elisha Bar Avua as it relates to Tchumen, albeit through the story with Elisha Bar Avua, who wasn't careful with the Tchum, but he told Rameir, Meir Chazarbach, I want you to turn around. And we see from there that there's an idea, perhaps, that riding on a donkey or on an animal, on a horse, could be a not totally in the sugya of Ein Tchum L'mayla Me'asa. That's the first aura. The second aura is that we had in the depths of the Cheshbon of the Gemara, which we're not going to go back into, a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara said, Loi kerabba valiba de Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to take that sentence completely out of context right now. Rashi asked the kasha, why did the Gemara say, Loi kerabba valiba de Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara could have said, Loi kerabbi Yosef valiba de Rabbi Yehuda, because in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, it makes no difference if it's Rabbi, hard Gemara, but it makes no difference in the Cheshbon whether it's Rabbi or it's Rabbi Yosef. And what did Rashi say? Anachinami. But the reason, Nishum, the Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, Vilchas kerabba. But meaning that the klal is that whenever there's machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, we pass it like Rabbi. So it's for that reason the Gemara said, Loi kerabba valiba de Rabbi Yosef, rather than Loi Rev Yosef, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's the makar to this idea that whenever there's a machloikis between Rabba and Rev Yosef, we passing like Rabba? It's Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara over there says as follows: The Hilchas Kavase Kirav Yosef, Besode Indinu Machza. The Aloch is like Rev Yosef with regards to three sugyas: the sugya of Soda, the sugya of Inyan, and the sugi of Mechta, three sugis in Masechtas Bava Basra. Vehilchus Agavasat Rabbi Yosef Besada Inyan Umechta. Says the Rashbam, Mishum de Bekuli Gemara, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Hilchus Rabbi Yosef. That there isn't a Karab. That being that everywhere else where there's a machloisi rabbi and rabbi Yosef, we pass like rabbi. So it's rechlun meimer the hilchas rabbi Yosef manitas. That's what the Gemara had to mention over here, that as it relates to these three cases, Allah is like rabbi Yosef. In other words, other than these three cases, Allah is always like rabbi. It's just hilchas kavase, the rabbi Yosef, besode, beinyin, ubemechza. Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, has a shaila whether this Gemara that says Hilchasa Kavase de Rav Yosef Besada Inyan Umechza, which would seem to imply that everywhere else the halacha is really like Rabba, is that only true in Masechtas Bava Basra? Interesting, Safek. Or is that true the Kula Gemara in any sugi in Shas? Meaning Sada Inyan Umechza are three sugis in Masechtas Bava Basra. So Tais has a tzad that maybe the only time the halacha is only like Rabbi Yosef in three cases is in the sugis and Bava Basra. Meaning all the machloikis in Bava Basra, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, we pass like Rabbi, with the exception of three. But this rule has no bearing on anything else going on throughout Shas. And the reason Tosfos entertains such a tzad is Tosfos has a kasha in the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, which is not Bava Basra, and the Gemara over there said Hilchasa Kavase de Rabbi. And Tosfos was bothered. Why is it going to say Hilchasa Kavase de Rabbi? Rabbi's about plucked in that sugi was Rabbi Yosef, and we always pass like Rabbi. So Tosfos throws out a possibility that maybe that this rule was only said regarding Bava Basra. But anywhere else in Bava Basra, maybe there's no such policy, there's no such rule that says that the halacha has to be like Rabba. But Tosfos says Doiche. Tosfos says V'loy Nehira, Dal Korchach Kekula Gemara Hilchas like Rabba Kedemuchach. And then Tosfos starts varfing Rayas. Reb Kivegi and Gulyan Ashas, on that Tosfos, in Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Tes Amar Aleph says, take a look in Rashi, in Masechtes Erevin Daf Nun Beis Amar Beis. Which Rashi? Our Rashi that we just learned. Because our Rashi was being Mefarish Gemara in Hilchis Tchumen, in Masechtes Erevin. Loi Kerabah V'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Freit Rashi. Why did Gemara say Kerabah V'alibid Rabbi Yehuda? For the same price, we could have said Kerab Yosef V'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rashi and Achinami. But Mishum the Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Hilchis Kerabah, with the exception of the three cases that the Gemara mentions above Abasra. So that's why we picked Rabbah as opposed to picking Rabbi Yosef. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if the whole rule is only true in Bava Basra, we're learning Tchumen, we're learning Erevin. Vasat Sitam Bava Basra. So you see from Rashi and Erevin on Beis on the Beis, like Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the rule is that we always pass in like Rabbi. There's three exceptions to the rule. Sada is one, Inyan is two, Mechze is three, Siba Vabasra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. I was thinking, L'chayr, what's the pshat? Why is it that when there's a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, we pass in like Rabbi? We've spoken a lot about Bisham and Bishilo. We've spoken about Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, the Gemara in Irvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We've spoken about Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Reb Yochanan, Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. What if it's Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, that are arguing with Reb Yochanan? We've spoken about Reb Eliezer Shamuti. Spoke about Halacha Karebi Mechaveroi, Va'afilum Reb Loza B'Reb Shimon. What's the Chiddush? Va'afilum Reb Loza B'Reb Shimon. David HaMelech, Vashem Imoy, Halacha Kemoise B'Chomokoy. And the truth is that one of the most common Balei Plukta in Shas is Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So if that's the case, why is it when there's a Machloik is Rabbi and Rav Yosef, that Halacha is like Rabbi? And the truth is, just to be Moisef or Neufach to the question, and that is, the Gemara says in Masechtes Soita, Daf Mem Tesamah is the very last Gemara in Masechtes Soita. So the Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova. We spoke about that last week. Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova. Says the Gemara, it's a very surprising Gemara. Amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Litana. So Rav Yosef heard the Tana say that Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova. So Rav Yosef told the Tana, Loi Tisnei Anova. No, don't say that when Rebbe died, there was no more Anova to Kana. What about me? I'm an Anov. So if I'm an Anov, how can you say Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova? Now, obviously, this is like Mufrich Minei Obey. I'm an Anov. That means, by definition, that's the greatest proclamation of the Anivas you can possibly make. But either way, you see Rabbi Yosef was an Anov. Because Rabbi Yosef said, like, Tisnei Anova, the Kana. So everyone mutches to understand what this all means. But Tachlis, Ein Mikri Yotze Midei Pshut. The bottom line is that Rabbi Yosef said, like, Tisnei Anov et Ikanov. So we know Rabbi Yosef was a great Anov. So if Rabbi Yosef was a great Anov, you would think, based on the Hagdara, that Bisil over Beshame because of Anivos, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti because of Anivos, Taloch is like Dovin Amelach because Yodai Meluchlechas, Badam Mishfir, Bishfil, Gitail Tari, Yishol, the Bible, which is about Anivos. Halacha Karebi, Afilum, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, the Yerushalmi, the second paragraph of Masechet is Mai, because of Anivos, because Mishameis Rabbi Batu Anov. So Rabbi Yosef seemed to have the Mail of Anov. If Rabbi Yosef had the Mail of Anova, so you would think, based on that, for sure, that Halacha should be like Rabbi Yosef. But okay, no. We don't know about Rabbi. Did Rabbi have Anova? We could talk a little bit about that. But above my pay grade, the income mekaymai. But there's a much bigger kasha. There's a much bigger kasha, and this bigger kasha is the kasha of the Chavis Yoy. The Gemara at the very end of Masechtes Hoyrius, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there was a discussion amongst the Chachamim, Sinai v'Oikaharim. Which one is Adif? Is it better to be a Sinai, or is it better to be an Oikaharim? The exact context over there is the Rosh Hashiva had passed away, and they needed to appoint a Rosh Hashiva, and there were two candidates to be Rosh Hashiva. One candidate was Rabbah, and the other candidate was Rabbi Yosef. And there was a Shaila, should Rabbah be the Rosh Hashiva, or should Rabbi Yosef be the Rosh Hashiva? Rabbah was an Oikaharim. He was a super Lamdan. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was a big Baki. And they didn't know. So Shochu Mitam, they sent a letter, a shlichus to Eretz Yisrael. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, could you please paskin for us? Sinai v'Oikaharim, which one is Adif? If Sinai is Adif, Rabbi Yosef is going to be the next Rosh Hashiva. If Oikaharim is Adif, then Rabbah is going to be the next Rosh Hashiva. They sent back, they said Sinai Yadif. The Sinai is Anif. Why? Because Hakol Tzrichim Lamaru Dechitaya. Everybody needs, right? You can have all the money in the world, but if there's a hunger outside and you need a bissel weitz, you need to come on to the person with chitin. You could be the biggest lamdin, but if you need to know a Mishnah or a Breiser or a Halach and Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the day, you have to come on to the Sinai. So they sent back and they said Sinai Yadif. The Gemara says that based on that, Rabbi Yosef was supposed to be the Rosh Yeshiva. But Rabbi Yosef didn't want to be the Rosh Yeshiva because he heard that he was going to be Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years and then he was going to die. The astrologers told him, see, let Rabbi be Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years. Chav Beishanim. Afterwards, Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva for 2.5 years, and that the rest is history. Hadron Allah Masechtas Hayris, right? That's the end of Hayris. It's also the last summit of Masechtas Brachas. But the Gemara says, Sinai va'oikaharim, which one is Adif? The Gemara says that Sinai is Adif. Tosfos in Masechtas Eruv and Daf Mem and Aleph discusses, whenever there's a machloikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda, what are we passing like? Do we pass like Rav Sheshes or do we pass like Rav Chizda? So Tais says, I don't have any rule for this, but I can maybe create one. Why? Because the Gemara says later, Masechtas Eruvin, we're going to get to it soon, that Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. He was a tremendous Baki. Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. The Gemara says when Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda with me, so Rav Sheshes was intimidated to talk to Rav Chizda because he was always afraid he was going to come with a Chakira and a Lumbus. And Rav Chizda was always intimidated for Rav Sheshes because he thought he was going to tell him a Sfar, he was going to frag him up from 9 Yerushalmis. So when they used to talk and learning, it was always there was a lot of angst because Rav Sheshes was a Sinai and Rav Chizda was an Oikaharim. They weren't perfectly aligned. And as a result, they intimidated each other. Says Toysis, aha. So Rav Sheshes is a Sinai, Rav Chizda is an Oikaharim. And the Gemara says in Hori Staf Yudal and Amadal of Sinai, Oikaharim, Sinai, Yadav, Hakul, Tzorach, Lamar, Tchitayo. So if that's the case, I think that Loch should be like Rav Sheshes. Because you see, Sinai, Yadav. Now, just to be clear, the Gemara in Hori Yudal was talking about who should be Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara is discussing the qualifications of Resh Mesifta. Sinai, Oikaharim, Sinai, Yadav. The Tosfos is discussing Psak Halacha, who we should be asking like. But says Tosfos Achidish, that just like the Gemara comes out, Sinai Adif in Hoyris Yudal Raman Aleph, and in Brachis Samach Dal Raman Aleph, so too as it relates to Psak Halacha. If there's ever a Shiloh between a Sinai and an Oikaharim, Sinai Adif. If that's the case, let's put it all together. Rabba was an Oikaharim. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Sinai va'oikaharim, Sinai Adif. Tosfos says in Erevin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, just like that's true with regards to who gets the shtela, it's also true with regards to Psak Halach. That's why the Halach is like Rav Sheshes, it's over Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes is the senior, Rav Chizda is like Gaharim. If that's the case, Freik the Chavis Yair, Hafoichba the Kulaba, it's true with Tzadik Dalit. So Freik the Chavis Yair, why is it that when there's a machloikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, that Halach is always like Rabbi, with three exceptions, saw the Indian of Mechza. Lachir Rabbi was the Oikaharim, Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai, and if Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai, Sinai Yadav. So says the Chavis Yor Bishloima, according to the Tzad that Tosfos has in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that this rule of Rabbi and Rav Yosef is only true in Masechtas Bava Basra. Oh, it's only in Bava Basra. So then it doesn't bother me. But Tosfos was doich. And Rashi says in our sugya, Erevin, this important Rashi, Erevin on Beis Amud Beis. In the world of Klalei Apsak, this is another tremendous Rashi. Every daf we have one. So if you look for it, they're always there. So here you have an important klal, and that is Rabbi Rav Yosef. The Halacha is always like Rabba. L'chura, Rabba was an Oikaharim. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Sinai va'Oikaharim, Sinai Yadav. So we have two R's. Rabbi Yosef was the Tachlis and Midas Anava. Like Tisni Anavit, Ika Anav. I saw in the safe in Mishnas Menachem. So Mishnas Menachem is a two-volume Likud of Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he said about the Tanam and Amiram. So Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Sichas used to talk a lot about the Tanam and Amiram. So this came out recently. There's a Likud from Torah, Tavshin Peh, Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe about the Tanam and Amiram. So on Rabbi Yosef, so he talks about Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, and he says, when we say Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, and by the way, just to be clear, just so you know the rest of the story, right, there are a lot of Sinais in Shas. We just mentioned Rav Cheches was a Sinai. We've spoken a lot about Sinai va'oikaharim, Reva Echot, Reva Kamuz. I mean, this is something we've talked about a lot. But in the Halichei Soilon, he says that whatever, and this is in Shar Rishon, if you want to look it up, and this is Perik Shlishi, Ois Beis. We mentioned earlier Ois Aleph, this is an Ois Beis. So it says, anytime it says Stam Sinai in Shas, it's Rabbi Yosef. Stam Sinai in Shas. Just like Stam Acherim is Rav Meir, Stam Reish Shoimrim is Rav Nosson, Sabi Desur is Avon Rav Chizda, Dayani the Pompadis is Rav Papa Brashmu, right? You have all these rules and policies of who's who. So if you find the word Sinai, it's always Rav Yosef. So that's why was Rav Yosef Sinai? Because Sinai, yeah, it's Milashim Baki, but Tarti Vimashma. Rav Yosef said, like, Tisni Anov et Ika Anov. And that was Har Sinai. Har Sinai is Gevena, it was a bag. Aber es ist Gehalt klein. And Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Who's Rabbi Yosef? But Rabbi Yosef was like Har Sinai. He kept himself small. And that's why Sinai in Shas is Rabbi Yosef. He's Meirich about the Midas HaNova of Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef had, he checks off all the boxes. He has the Midas HaNova, L'chaira. And not just that, Rabbi Yosef is also the Sinai. Sinai Vaikarim, Sinai Yodav. So what's the pshat we paskin like Rabbah? So just one Ha'ara that I saw years ago, I don't remember where, but I saw this. And that is, I saw in the name of the Rogach of a guy, the Tzachnes Panech. He said that the reason we're not passing like Rabbi Yosef is because we know from Gemara and Shas that Rabbi Yosef went through an illness during his lifetime and he forgot his learning. And that's why there's many Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, I never heard this. Loi shmili. And then Abaye, it's usually Abaye, tells Rabbi Yosef, oh, no, you heard it. You told it to us. This is how you explained it. You had this kashi, you had this ra, you had this teretz. But you see that Rabbi Yosef, unfortunately, at some point in his life, he forgot his learning. And you see, he didn't have clarity in his learning. And as much as Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, but the Rogach of a Goyen said that Rabbi Yosef had vergessen sein lernen. And he says, because of that, he wasn't Zoycha that Halacha should become Moisei. That's the reason. It's because he forgot his learning. And Chanami, Rabbi Yosef technically had all the criteria that it should be Halacha k'moisei. He's Midas HaNova. He's Sinai. He's Sinai Tarpi b'mashma. He's like Har Sinai b'tachlis HaNova. And he's like Har Sinai. I mean, just to bring out this point, by the way, the point of HaNova and Torah, right? Why should Pesach Halacha be totally in HaNova? There's a line for Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's an unbelievable line. It's in Ruach Chaim. It's in Perek Aleph on the Mishnah Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. One line. The Ilu Haya Achshav Adam Anov Kemoshe. He's talking about the Anov of Moshe. He says if there was a person today in Tavshin Pei Aleph, if there was a person that was an Anov Kemoshe, Hayavadai Zoicha LeToyre B'Shleimus Kemoshe. He says, you want to know why there's no Moshe Rabbeinu today? Because there's no Anov like Moshe Rabbeinu today. There's a direct correlation between Anov and between Godless and Torah. And Rabbi Yosef had that Godless. Rabbi Yosef was Sinai. Right? Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Everyone says, Moshe God is Midas Anov from Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was called a Sinai. Because Rabbi Yosef was Vetachlas Anov. He was also a Sinai. But why is the Halacha Kerab Lebar Miklas? The reason is because he had Shikras HaTorah, and the Tzafnes Panach said it was because of the fact that he lost his learning, he forgot so much of his Torah, that he wasn't Zoicha, that it should be Halacha K'moisei.